covered for me to deliver this year in the presence of so many Gedolei Torah, budding Talmidei Chachamim. And for me, it's a special pleasure. I'm reminded of a cute story I heard just a few days ago, that Soloveitchik was visited on Yom Tov, it was Sukkos, by his precious grandson, Rav HaTzadik HaKadosh, Rav Moshe Shversky, Hashem Yikom Domov, together with his young mishpacha. And he had a three-year-old boy at the time, Meshulam. And the family invited one of the neighbors who also had a three-year-old child. It seems that these three-year-old children got into a little bit of a scuffle, and young Meshulam started to cry. And Rav Soloveitchik exclaimed, "Get this boy out. He's ruining Meshulam Simchas Yom Tov." You know, we would say he's bothering Meshulam, but for Rav Soloveitchik, everything was a din. And even a three-year-old child, there was a kiyum of Simchas Yom Tov. And that child, that machlokas with his neighbor, was ruining the kiyum Simchas Yom Tov of this three-year-old boy. For me, it's a kiyum Simchas Yom Tov for my annual pilgrimage to Land of College for Men and to deliver a Shia Minyana Duyoma. Sabbath Gemara Psochem, and Daf Kuf Yuzayin Amar Aleph. Gemara states the following. I'm Rav Yudam and Shmuel. Shir Shabbatorim Moshe V'Yisrael Amru B'Sho Sha'olu Min Hayam. Shir Sayam was articulated by Moshe and Klal Yisrael, as we know. V'Halol Zem Miyamro. What is the origin of Halo? The Gemara tells us, Nevi'im Shebenei and Moshe V'Aaron were Mesakein. Tiknu Lon Yisrael. She omen also al kol perek u perek val kol sora vitzora shelo tovo aleihem. There's a takonis neviim from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that al kol perek for perek on yom tovim end when we are saved from the tzoras that before Klal Yisrael to appreciate Ribono Shel Olam, to express our gratitude in the form of halo. Omrim also al gulosan. And Rashi comments. Al kol sor shel tov aleihem lishna mal yehudinokat. Klomar, shim chas v'sholom tov sor aleihem, v'yoshiyem imenu chas v'sholom Klal Yisrael is gripped by soros, and Ribono Shalom is Moshiach is goal Klal Yisrael. Omim also al gulosan, gagon Chanukah. And Rashi quotes the primary example of when there's a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, and there's a geula that we say Hallel is Chanukah. And the words of Rashi is quite clear that the halal that we recite on Chanukah, L'chora, is the halal of the Yeshua for the Nitzachon of Chashmonaim, for the military victory that the Ribono Shalom bestowed upon Klal Yisrael, the opportunity to escape the Tzoras from the Yevonim. Zal Gulosan from the Tzoras of the Yevonim is a chiyuv to say halal. However, the Gemara in Shabbos paints an altogether different picture. You want to ask, my Chanukah? What is the reason that we celebrate? What nes happened on Chanukah, says Rashi? And the Gemara tells us, we all know the Gemara, V'lo hayu bo ela l'hadlik yom echad, Chashmonaim came into the Beis HaMikdash. They found the Pach Shemen that only had the capacity to illuminate for one day. Nasa bo nes, v'dliku v'menu shemoni yomim. It was an ace that occurred, we all know the story, and it lasted for 8 days. L'shana acher is kovim v'asom yom tovim v'halal v'hodah. And therefore, there was a takana to commemorate the ace of the Pach Shemen with halal v'hodah for 8 days. Here it's mashma that the ace of the Pach Shemen was responsible for halal v'hodah, not the nitzachon that the Chashmonaim achieved against the Yevonim, but was a miracle of the light of Chanukah, the Pach Shemen, that outlasted everybody's expectations. Furthermore, what's very difficult is that the Gemara Sochem implies that the Etzem Yeshua, the fact that we were saved from all the troubles that the Yevonim gave Klal Yisrael, That was b'chayiv halal. Mashenken, the Gemara in Shabbos is mashman that's medin yom tov. V'asom yom tovim, b'halal ol do. It's a halal of yom tov. It's not a halal of Yeshua. It's not a halal of Geula. It's a halal b'chinas yom tov. Tells us in Tainus Chav Chesom Abayis. Says halal of Chanukah for 8 days because every day the miracle grew. But having kol chad v'chad yom tov every day is a separate yom tov because this is a nes that multiplied day after day, and therefore each day is nechshav is a yom tov of the atzmo. It's bedin yom tov. It's not bedin Yeshua, the geula. The tour in Simon Tov Chav quotes the Ritz Geis that there is no Siddukah Din on Chanukah because there's Nichlal in the Pasuk Min Rabbana V'Yom Simchaschem U'Mo'adeichem Rosh Echodcheichem. V'Yom Simchaschem, there's no Siddukah Din. It's a day of Simcha. It's a day of Yom Tov. It's included in the umbrella, in the rubric of V'Yom Simchaschem. So what is it? Is Halal on Chanukah a response to the Yeshua, to the Geula? Or is halal on Chanukah be'etzem nichlal and din yom tov? I raise this question to members of my mishpacha. There's somebody in my family, I wrote to Be'ilim Shmo, wanted to be miyashev the stira, based on Viskarov and Sefer, that there are two dinim in halal. One din of halal is a din shira. And another din of halal is kriyas halal. The Biskarov is masbir. The nafkamina is whether we have to recite the entirety of halal. The halal of shchitas psochem was a din shira. And from the Mishnayos in psochem, it's mavur that it was not necessary to complete halal. Even if they only got to chelka hafti, it was Yotze, it was a Shira. But Kriyas Halal requires the totality of Halal being said. And one of my sons wanted to say, that's the Pshat, that the Gemara in Psochem is Medin Shira. When there's a Gula, there's a Mechiv of Shira, but it's not Mechayiv, the Amira of the entire Halal. Mashenki, if it's Yontif, it's Kriyas Halal, so then Halal B'Shleimusa has to be said. This was his answer. I told him, I have a better answer. I want to share with you this morning. The Shilta Chof Vav says the following. Mechayvin Beis Yisrael lo duye lo shabchui kami shemaya be'idno de misrachish lu nisa. There's a chiyuv to say halal at the time in which a nes occurs to call Yisrael. From the words of the Shiltas, it appears that the chiyuv to respond in halal is limited to the moment in which the nes happened. Be'idna the misrachish lunisa. And so writes the Nitziv famously in his pirush on the Shiltas that the chiyuv of halal mid the ikar adin is only in the zman, in the year in which the miracle happened. For example, on Purim, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalud, Omar Alev states, isn't the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah a violation of the law of Baal Tosef? And the Gemara Darshan is the Kal V'Chomer. Ma Avdus L'Cheirus Ombushirom Emisa L'Chaim Lo Kol Shekein. Zot in Nitziv, that Kal V'Chomer is only relevant, is only Mechayiv Shira at the time that Mordechai Ve'Esther and the Kal Yisrael were saved from the plot of Haman. But subsequently, what we do today is only a Hemshech Midrabbanan. He argues with the Chassam Sofer and maintains that even Bizman says, the Raisa of the Nitziv says, no. The chiyuv of saying Shira, as the Shilta's comments, is only be'idno de misrachesh lehu nisa. Why isn't it Baal Tosaf? Because we're mamshich, the ikur chiyuv that prevailed at the time of Mordechai v'Esther. The shorish of the chiyuv is daraisa, that we derive through the kal v'chomer. But b'zman hazeh, the application of halal was only midrabanan. And so too, the Siv himself comments, we have by Hanukkah. The chiyuv of halal metakonas hanaviyim implies is only at the time of the Chashmonaim. But the hemshech chiyuv that we have bezman hazeh is only a subsequent takana. And b'emesin, that is what the Gemara in Shabbos is mashma. Lishono acheres kovum. Vasom yomim tovim b'halav odah. Not the moment in which we defeated the Yevonim. Then there was a chiyuv of halo mikradin midaraiso or takonas anaviyim of Moshe Aaron. But the halo that we recite, bizman hazeh, that's only because what Rashi in Psochem says, Kagon Chanukah, Hayotze Midvarenu, it's not the Chanukah of today. It's the Kagon Chanukah of yesteryear. The Chanukah of the time of Matashov Vonov, when the Yeshua occurred. Then there was a Chiyuv of Halal. But we don't say Halal simply because it's the anniversary of that great victory of the Chashmonaim, the Yeshua, the Geula, from the time that the Klal Yisrael confronted the Tzaris, that Yeshua was Mechayev Halal. Bizman Hazeh, it's only because of the Gemara Shabbos, the Sveitadin, Lashon Acheres Kovum, Vasom Yom Tov. However, it's a bit strange. The original chiyuv of halal of Chanukah was triggered by the Nitzachon, the Yeshua, the Geula. And today, we say halal because of Yontif to commemorate the Nes of the Pach Sheni. If the Rabbanon was simply mamshich, extended the chiyuv halal, that meikar adin was applied the idnu d'misrachu shel nisa, like on Purim, nicha. But what is the reason? What's the time, Adova? That the original chiyuv of halal, bizman the chashmonoi matisho vonov, Rashi in Psochem is Mazbir, was because of the Nitzachon against the Yevonim. The Lashon HaCheres, they forgot about the Nitzachon and the Yevonim. The Mechadesh, entirely new Chiyuv, Halel, Asom Yom and Tovim, in order to remember the Nes of the Pach Sheni. Misad Echot, that's what it seems. We light for 8 days. The military victory was eked out in one day. That clinched. On Nitzachon. If we say halal because of Nitzachon, it should be halal just of Yom Echad. But we say halal for 8 days. And all the Rishonim point out, the Gemara is mashma, because of the Nes of the Pach Shemen. So there's no unity between the original halal, Kagon Chanukah that Rashi highlights, in Gemara Psochim, and the halal of Chanukah bezman hazeh. Sorchim. I'd like to suggest that we can understand Rashi in Psochim together with Rashi in Shabbos based on an important yisod of the Maral. The Maral is Mazbir, many of you may know this maral, that the Nitzachon of the Chashmonaim was interpreted in context of the Nes of the Parshanim. They were not two separate miracles, two separate events. But the Nes of the Parshemen was made on the nature and the meaning of the Nes of the Nisachon. And says the Maharal the following. Chashmonaim defeated the Yevonim. It was a surprise, shocking victory. And there may have been many people at the time who attributed the victory of the Chashmonaim to their military cunning, to the genius campaign that they conducted, to their guerrilla warfare. And that explained the Rabbim and Yad Ma'atim. After all, the Chashmonaim were Jews. And Jews are smarter. It was all B'derech Teva. Comes the Nes of the Pach Shemen immediately in the aftermath of the Nitzachon of the Chashmonaim. And the Nes of the Pach Shemen proclaims, no, this Nitzachon of the Yevonim was not achieved with Derech Teva. It was not a result of their brilliant campaign, but rather was a result of Ashkocha of the Ribon Hashem. And therefore, the Maral is Mamshech. It's B'dafka through the Nes of the Pach Shemen. Because the Yevonim's aim was to be Metameh, the Heichal and Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Ribon Hashem used the menorah, used the Pach Shemen, used the Tahiris of Heichal as a response to the Yevonim. This was a chilek of the Nitzachon. This was addressed directly to the Yevonim. The Pach Shemen was made on the meaning of the Nitzachon of the Chashmonaim, that Nitzachon was also a Yeshua's Hashem. The Mela, it's Mavur, the words of Rashi in Psochem that we can now attach to the Gemara in Shabbos. Enochanami, Chashmonaim, Bukhayev, and Halal, Mitam, Yeshua of the Nitzachon. I'll call Tzorah with Tzorah Shalot Tova Aleim. Enochanami. That was the Chi of Halal. This man Matashov Vonov. Lashona Acheres, the next year, Kovum Vasom Yom Tovim, to commemorate that Nitzachon, to extend that Halal that they said. Bizman the Yeshua. But how do we appreciate this victory as a Yeshua Hashem? It's because of the Nes of the Pach Shemen. The Nes of the Pach Shemen works in tandem with the Nitzachon. Every day, as the Nes grows larger, we appreciate more deeply that this Nitzachon was a Nitzachon from the Ribono Shel Olam. Mela, it's an extension. The Hemshech of the original Halal that was set taka, Bizman Matashev Vonov. I want to take it one step further. It's important, Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, that says the following, and sheds a new light on the Inyan of Pirsum Nisa. Zok Rabbeinu Yonah, fifth parak of Brachos. When can we revel, enjoy, when we are privy or we are the beneficiaries of the Yeshua Hashem? Then we are obligated, when we are the recipients of the Yeshua Hashem, to be Mesameach as a tool, to be Megala, to reveal, and to be Farsem, the Neflos Hashem.
The Yomru HaGoyim.
And the Goyim will say, Higdil Hashem Lasel Samela. That will be the response. The Umos HaOlam will recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed his providence and favor upon his chosen people. V'yiru b'simcha seinu. The Umos HaOlam will see our simcha. V'yevosham, they'll be embarrassed. The simcha kuzu, she simcha sabore, he mitzvah gedola mishum persuma nisa. The persuma nisa, to vayish the goyim, that they'll see us simcha, and thus there'll be persum and kiddush Hashem. That is our response to Yeshua's Hashem. Not stam to embarrass the goyim, but we use the embarrassment as a means to prod them to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a fundamental component of the Chiyuv of Shira. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us Chizkiyahu Melech had all the credentials to be named as Melech HaMashiach. Why did he lose that opportunity? Zok Chazal, because after the Mapolo Sancheiriv, Chizkiyahu HaMelech did not erupt in Shira to the Ribono Shalom. What's the Mida Keneged Mida? He didn't say Shira to the Mapolo of Sancheiriv, and he wasn't Zocher to be the Melech HaMashiach. My high. The answer is that one of the Tafkidim of the Melech HaMashiach is to be Mashpia upon the entire world, to accept Emuno in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we use the tool of Shira as the Hechatimsa, in order to be Mashpia, when the Goyim see our Simcha, our Shira, and our the response to the Yeshua Hashem, they will be embarrassed, and they will accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chizkiyahu HaMelech failed in this opportunity, and therefore he was not Zochet to be the Melech HaMashiach. And that's why the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that, as you know, the Inyan of Persuma Nisa on Hanukkah is Asha Tichla Regel Menashok. And the Gemara says, who's Asha Tichla Regel Menashok? Who are the people we're speaking about? Ad the Kalya Rigla Tetamudoi. And Rashi says, Shame Uma. Goyim! They extend the Zman of Persuma Nisa. What's Pshat? The answer is, as the Rabbeinu Yonah is Madgish, the Inyan of Pirsuma Nisa is not only an internal issue. Pirsuma Nisa is also to be Mefrasen, to be Ribono Shel Olam, to the Umos HaOlam, to see our Simcha, to understand the nature of our victory over the Yavonim. And we use the Neiros Chanukah for 8 days to be Mefrasen to the entire world. The Yeshua Hashem, the Ashgocha of Rabin B'Yad Matim, in order to encourage their Kabbalah's own Machul Shamayim. And so the Rambam, after he describes the narrative of Chanukah, after the Rambam details the Nes of the Nitzachon and the Nes of the Pach Shemen, the Rambam writes, Nei Zeh, because of the Nitzachon of Chashmonaim, blended with the Nes of the Pach Shemen, Eskinu Chachomim, Sheba'oso Dor, that in the Chachomim, that generation, were Mesakim, that we should light Neiros Chanukah for 8 days, and that these days should be Nechshav, as you may Hallel V'Hodor. It is Hallel V'Hodor, not only because of the Nes of the Pach Shemen, not only because of the Nes of the Nitzachon, but two of them collectively, we understand the Yeshua Hashem that we were zochet to. And as a result, we use the Neiros Chanukah as the means to mefrasim, to mekadesh Shem Hashem to the entire world. And that is our obligation. That's our tafkid. As Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, we have a responsibility not only on Chanukah, to mefrasim and to mekadesh the Ribono Shel Olam, but also throughout the year. Fortunately, sometimes we don't embarrass the goyim, but we ourselves are embarrassed by our conduct. And when we ourselves are embarrassed by our conduct, it doesn't create a kiddush Hashem, a pirsum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on the contrary, it's just a chilul Hashem. And it lowers the kavod of the Ribono Shel Olam in this world. We as Orthodox Jews have a special responsibility when we go into the workplace, when we interact with society, to act in a manner which raises Kavod Shamayim. That the Umos Olam should recognize an Orthodox Jew as one who is thoroughly honest and uncorruptible. And that will be a Kiddush Hashem. It will be a Kiddush Hashem limited to Hanukkah. One of the Rebbeim in Aruch Chaim told me of a story of what happened to his son-in-law, of Rosh Kollel in Teaneck, just a few months ago. This member of his Kollel in Teaneck was invited around Sukkot time by a Goyish neighbor to help clean out the house after the neighbor's mother had passed away. So this younger man readily accepted the offer, Dachei Shalom. He spent a number of hours, volunteered to help his neighbor to clean up the house after the Ptira. And the neighbor, as a token of his gratitude, said, oh, there's an old safe here. I have no use for it. You like it, you could take it. Token of my appreciation. And the younger man said, okay, I'll take a safe, use it. Took it home. And everything obviously was cleaned out. You wouldn't part with the safe unless you cleaned out the contents first. But the younger man starts feeling inside the safe and he sees there's a pocket. And he sticks his hand inside the pockets and it comes out four envelopes. Each envelope contained $10,000. He didn't think twice. He immediately went to his neighbor and he handed to him four envelopes totaling $40,000, right? $40,000. The stomach was astounded. And immediately he says, you guys, you got the right God. In that moment, he was makabel ol malchus shamayim, because he saw what a frum elach Jew does. This is our opportunity. In all walks of life, we could be emissaries of the Ribono Shel Olam, to mekadesh shamayim, to embarrass the goyim, because when their conduct is compared to ours, they see such a chasm that separates our hanhaga from theirs. If Ezras Hashem, we should all be zocha to the moment of l'saki nomo ul machlus shakai, when the entire world will accept all machlus shamayim afrelech chanukah.